Dan, I remember the bombing at the Boston Marathon as the first time when I was getting images, unfiltered images of people who were on site before I got traditional media images. And those things that I was seeing on Facebook and on Twitter, they were so much more raw and shocking. And now that has become commonplace.
That's heartbreaking, isn't it? And that will happen. Yeah, we do get desensitized, and that is kind of a tragedy. What we don't know, Maiken, that as you watch that, as we as a nation watch these graphic pictures of people dying in the streets and the chaos, as we watch it over and over and over again, you might say you're desensitized, and we might, but our bodies are not. We absorb all of that in our bodies, and we carry it.
How so? What happens?
Our bodies are feeling this great stress. So what do we do with this stress? What do we do with this suffering? We don't acknowledge our own suffering. And yet we get reactive instead. We come up with answers. We come up with blame. We come up with explanations. And you watch all over the country. That's what people do. And certainly politicians do that.
How does the harm express itself? I've been noticing recently I haven't been sleeping well. That could be many things, but I do wonder if I sometimes process all of which I've seen during the day at night.
It can affect people in a variety of different ways, depending on your wiring. Like you, Mike, and it can interfere with people's sleep. People get headaches. Where do we carry our tension? In our bodies, you know, in our necks, in our shoulders, in our chest, or in our guts. We can have digestive problems. We can become depressed and you know, withdrawn. We can become angry.
So what do we do short of tuning out, which isn't always an option?
No, it's not. Ideally, that when you watch this, you have enough self-compassion to know that you are suffering. There's no shoulds here. You are suffering. When you are suffering, what do you need? You need understanding. You need kindness. You need care.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Maiken.